Trump reveals NSC staffer added the Atlantic editor to group chat on Houthi strikes. By Christina Wong on March 25, 2025. President Donald Trump revealed Tuesday that a National Security Council staffer and aide to National Security Advisor Mike Waltz added the Atlantic editor-in-chief Jeffrey Goldberg to a Signal group chat on military strikes against the Houthis. Trump told NBC News during a phone interview, "It was one of Michael's people on the phone. A staffer had his number on there." The president did not reveal the name of the staffer. He also defended Waltz for using Signal to coordinate on the strikes, saying, "Michael Waltz has learned a lesson, and he's a good man." He also said Goldberg's presence in the chat had no impact at all on the strikes, and expressed confidence in his national security team, most of whom were in the group chat. He added it was the only glitch in 2 months, and it turned out not to be a serious one. Director of National Intelligence Tulsi Gabbard testified to the Senate Tuesday that no classified material was shared in the group chat, despite Goldberg's claims suggesting there was. In addition, Central Intelligence Agency Director John Ratcliffe said his communications did not contain classified information, despite Goldberg saying that he had texted the name of an active CIA official and suggested that was a security violation. Defense Secretary Pete Hegseth outright refuted Goldberg's claim that he had texted war plans to the group chat. And White House Press Secretary Karoline Leavitt said in a post on X that no classified material was sent to the thread. Waltz on Tuesday made his first comments on the matter, saying he has never spoken to Goldberg before. Dat Mike Waltz 47's first public remarks on the group chat. pic.twitter.com/bn1tdktnzp. Christina Wong, at Christina_Wong, March 25, 2025. There's a lot of journalists in this city who have made big names for themselves making up lies about this president, whether it's the Russia hoax or making up lies about Gold Star families, and this one in particular, I've never met, don't know, never communicated with. And we are looking into and reviewing how the heck he got into this room, Waltz said. Waltz then praised the strikes against the Houthis, saying the world owes President Trump a favor. Under Biden, global shipping was shut down. Pinprick attacks, months between them. Our destroyers being fired upon dozens of times. President Trump took decisive, active action with his national security team. Took out the head missile ear, knocked out missiles, knocked out headquarters, knocked out communication sites. And for once, as we hear, as you all hear, from every one of our allies. Thank God for American leadership again. Thank God for American strength, he said. As Director Ratcliffe testified today, his first day on the job he was introduced to this app on his government systems at the CIA and at the State Department and otherwise. So look, this journalist, Mr. President, wants the world talking about more hoaxes and this kind of nonsense, rather than the freedom that you're enabling. And a key part of our sovereignty is open ceilings and knocking the crap out of terrorists, which is exactly what your team and Pete Hegseth, a good friend and fellow veteran, is leading the charge on. Follow Breitbart News's Christina Wong on X, Truth Social, or on Facebook.